Yeah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum to this edition of the Coffee Express, coming to you live and exclusively from the airwaves of Marcus Sahaba online. So to Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah in Durban, South Africa. Alhamdulillah, we just had a Q&A with our Chief of Metro Police a few moments ago. Inshallah, we will now be crossing over to Professor Abdul Qadir, who would give us some more advices on education. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Professor Abdul Qadir. And I hand the mic over to you for this about 10 minutes that we have left.
JazakAllah, Maulana. So, alhamdulillah, I think over the last couple of weeks, we've spoken about what metrics are going through right now in terms, and as we come to the close of the chapter, another one begins in the book, you know. As we close one book on exams, we step into what I think strategists in the future is calling from moving from the new normal to the next normal. Now, this, Maulana, is just not a phrase. It is a reality shaped, you know, by rapid technological disruption and evolving career landscapes. I think in the future programs, and the reason why I'm bringing this, I think it's important for us to set the tone now that once we have finished with this particular chapter, we're moving on to opportunities that lie ahead. And just to whet the appetite of our students and those that are listening, Maulana, is that we need to shape the future, firstly, but what is the passion that you have? What is exactly that excites you? What problems do you want to solve? And the second component we need to be looking at, what is your aspiration? And when I talk about aspirations, I talk about where do you see yourself making an impact, you know? But having considered this, and once we've done with matric, and when we start to go into the university and go into other components of trade, we must be careful of the fact, you know, what are the career paths that we're wanting to choose? And it's just not about earning a living. It's about living with purpose. And Maulana, I think you are more qualified than I am to talk about, you know, as Muslims, what is that guided principle that we never change, no matter how fast this world is moving? I think it's important for us to hold on to those particular principles. You know, also, when choosing careers, and we will deep dive this in future programs, inshallah, that if you're choosing, what contribution will you make for the well-being of people and society, I think it's critical. And the second thing is that if we don't want to even do that, ensure that we don't cause any harm, both physical, emotional, and spiritual. So just to like I said, as a preamble to what's to come in future programs, inshallah, is that I'd like to be talking about, you know, two types of paths that one could look at. And one is the technological career aspirations, which is what we know as the fourth industrial revolution careers. You know, the issues of artificial intelligence, data scientists, cybersecurity, you know, cloud computing, robotics. All of these things are reshaping industries that we come from. And they demand a certain level of curiosity, of adaptability, and lifelong learning. But remember, these are just tools, you know. They use it for the purpose and for its benefit. But there is also important not to ensure that we don't exploit and harm people by using this in unethical manners. You know, but then the other component we'll be talking about in future is about, you know, practical skills and trades that one could possibly look at. And we had a conversation about this, Maulana, sometimes back, you know, in terms of healthcare professions, in terms of skilled artisans, farmers, and entrepreneurs that remain the backbone of society. And these roles that they're talking about offer some sort of stability and direct impact on the communities that we serve. And in saying all of this, Maulana, I know that you had a fruitful conversation with the Metro, And in future program, inshallah, we will be talking about this as well. Now, you know, how do we stay future focused in the changing world that we live in? How do we invest in learning? How do we transfer our skills? And how do we stay true to our values, inshallah? So some of the aspects that we will be deep diving, Maulana, in future programs, if time permits and if, you know, given the opportunity, and then we will deep dive these particular aspects of careers that students could possibly look like or look forward to. So in saying that, I think let's wish them the last stretch of matriculants that are writing. Let's wish them well. They put in the hours, and as long as they have done that honestly and sincerely, Maulana, that they will reap the benefits of it going forward, inshallah.
Inshallah. You know, you mentioned there's certain principles that we have to hold to. One of them that just come to mind, that's a general principle, is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he states, La darar wa la dirar. What it means, in whatever you do in life, let it not be something harmful to you or harmful for others. We should all strive for this, not to harm ourselves nor harm others.
Ji, Maulana.
And Jazakumullah khair al jaza for your contribution this morning. Unfortunately, we couldn't give you the full time, but inshallah, in a fortnight's time, you will have the full 25 to 30 minutes. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you in many folds in this world and in the Akhirah for your valuable time and your valuable contribution. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakullahu khair, Maulana.